So Rashi quotes the famous Chazal, what's Mamre? Why is Mamre mentioned regarding the mitzvah milah? Husha nasan eitza al hamilah. Mamre gave advice to Abraham on the milah. Like the Midrash says, he spoke to different friends. What should I do? So one said, oh, you're going to be a Baal Mum. Don't become a Baal Mum. Others said, Pikuach Nefesh, you're an elderly gentleman. Don't do it now. And Mamre said, of course, do it. What do you mean? God has credibility. Saves you from the Kibshana age. So the Shaila is, what do you mean? Who should not so Eitza Mamre? Like, God tells you to do something, and then you go ask for someone to see if you should do it or not. So what's the pshat? So the many pshats, the one is one from the Bear Yosef. Now, of course, Avram is doing it anyway. The Shaila is like this. There are two parts. At least two parts to the milah. The milah and the priya. The cutting off the arla and the priya, the revealing. So Avram was only commanded on the milah. As Tosis points out, that it was only during the time of Yoshua. Mila Shainis, that he gave them the mitzvah priya. Somewhere in Pshat, then no, it's the second communal Mila, because everyone's getting together. But Tosis says no. Others say that it was Mila Shainis means do the priya. So the bottom line is Avram knew Baruch HaKodesh with Nebuah that there was that the Jews were going to have Mila and priya, because it was Halacha Moshe Misinai. However, God only commanded him to do the milah. So Shaila to Mamre was, what should I do? Is it better to do just the milah? Because that's all he commanded me, or I know. Or should I do the milah and the priya? So it was a technical question regarding milah. Of course, he wasn't asking him he should listen to God. The question, he wanted to clarify what was God telling him to do. Or others say, of course he was doing it anyway. But we have a principle, it's reason magdim in lamitzvahs. And the bris, we try to do it first thing in the morning. However, so over here, he wanted to make sure it was a public affair. Number one, that he wasn't looking like to hide doing it. He wanted to do it publicly, that everyone knew. He wanted to be transparent. And that's why it's be'etzem hayom hazeh. Some midrashim even point out, we have Etzema Yom HaZeh by Yom Kippur, that some say this birth happened on Yom Kippur. But nevertheless, it says, and he wanted it Davka B'Yom, the sun helps in the healing. But that's why he was giving an eighth on the detail, should I do it Zrizim Magdim in early, or should I do it Etzema Yom HaZeh? But not that he was issuing what he was going to do. The Maral wants to point out that no, he wanted to show it wasn't an impulse by. He didn't have buyer's remorse. In other words, you know, like God said, he asked the angels. He wasn't asking the angels whether they create the world or not, what he should do. It's just more, number one, it's just to make them feel good. But as well, he wants to show it's not just an emotional opinion, that it's an academic one. He's thought it out, and it makes sense. I'm going to listen to God to get the milah. So therefore, the show wasn't just emoting, it was academic, so therefore he spoke it out. And as well, they point out that they say semi-mockingly, because the Malbum story was, he was big during the Maskilim. So he was very sharp, the Malbum. So one time, he was in the shul, they gave him, they didn't know he was a Maskil, I guess. And he got up and made the bracha. He had a lot of kavana, Shabbat Habano, Mikal Ami, went especially slow. And then on his way out, he said to the Malbum, look, aren't you impressed? The mom says, no, I'm not impressed at all. He says, of course you had so much kavana. You thank God so much that the Torah was given to the Jews. Asher b'chabana, because if we gave it to the non-Jews, then you would have to keep it, because that's the maskilim, as someone who basically cared more about what the secular society had to say, that and not Judaism, and therefore some like to say they shouldn't have, if they put a little tzirtzach in a footnote in some commentaries, and then people wouldn't do it. But nevertheless, the point being is, a lot of times people, you want to get secular support for you. You know, you're looking to get support elsewhere. So he wanted to say jokingly, so he got Mamre on board to make it work. But the pshat is really, he was going to do it anyway. Either he did it in order to show that, look, it was an academic decision, not just a emoting one. It was the shaya whether she should do the priya with the mila, not even though he wasn't commanded in the priya yet. Or kind of like, when should I do it? Should I do it Zriza Matin or Etzema Yomazeh? And the many other explanations. But that's Hushanasang Eitzal Amila. Of course, Avram was going to do it anyway. It's just a specific Eitzah and how to perform the specific mitzvah.